Hi, and welcome to the Effective Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and we are going to be talking about being an effective teacher. If I asked you right now, how was your week? Would your answer be, oh, I've been busy? Right? So often, I come and I ask someone, how's your week been? And they're like, oh, busy, right? And that's the answer that we get. Now, firstly, that's generally an indication that you're probably not in a deep relationship with that person. But the other thing that it's indicating to me is that you might be someone who actually takes a bit of pride in being busy, right? Someone who actually sees being busy as kind of a mark of success. I'm someone who contributes to society because I'm busy, okay? I'm busy doing stuff. And I feel like generally across our culture, being busy has become something that we are proud of being and that we see as this thing that we should be. And I'm going to argue today that if you're at that point, we need to change your thoughts because being busy is nothing to be proud of. Now, welcome to the Effective Teaching Podcast, right? If you don't know, I'm Dan, right? I'm talking about how to improve your effectiveness as a teacher. That includes how you teach in the classroom, and it includes what you're doing generally with your life to improve, you know, making sure you're prioritizing the things that are most important. And today I'm talking about busyness. Busyness is definitely not something to be proud of, right? If you walk around, you know, I'm the busiest person, right? This is the problem with our society right now. Our society thinks that being busy is a good thing, right? That I'm in some kind of competition. If I can show, you know, someone says, oh, I've been busy. Like, you think you've been busy. Have you? I talk to so many teachers, like my whole family are teachers, right? And whenever I ask them, they're always like, oh, busy. Like, we're busy. I'm like, yeah, but busy doing what? Like, what are you busy doing? And they will list things, you know, oh, you know, I'm an English teacher, so I must be more busy than the other teachers. Or I'm a history teacher, so I've got to plan all this other stuff. Or, you know, I'm a PE teacher, I've got to organize buses and all, like, whatever it is. Okay, we start to list out all these things that we're doing that are keeping us busy. Oh, this person's, you know, I've got to, this class is going through this process, so I've got to plan all those lessons. And I'm also marking, you know, 200 assignments for year seven at the moment. And I'm entering all their marks and I'm writing all their feedback. And yeah, and we start to list this stuff. And we do it as a society. This isn't just a teacher problem, right? As a whole society, we've decided that being busy is this mark of success. But actually, it is not a mark of success because busyness is actually not good. It's not good. It's not good for your life. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your effectiveness, okay? Busyness, I actually think, is like the main enemy of effectiveness, okay? If you are busy, but you're not effective, right? We get them confused. We think that because we're busy, we're being effective. Because we're being productive, we're being effective. And it is not the same, right? You can be busy in lots of things, right? I see people who are busy scrolling social media, busy watching Netflix, busy searching through the internet, trying to find something that they're interested in. Others are busy going to meetings or busy criticizing other people and what they do or busy bagging out their students, right? I've seen so much busyness, right, that is not anywhere near effectiveness. Okay, you can be busy checking your emails. That is not an effective use of your time necessarily. And so we are being busy, but we're not being effective. And we need to start to shift things around. You know, when someone asks me, how's your week been? I want to reply, it's been really effective. Right? I have had time with my wife. I have done some learning with my students. I have gone and had a bushwalk and relaxed and enjoyed myself. I have taught my lessons well. I've given the feedback that I needed to give. It was an amazing, effective week, and I've loved it. That's what I want to hear from people when I ask them, how's your week been? I don't want to hear busy, okay? Busy is the opposite of what we're after in life. So I want you to check in on yourself and see just how how effective, how busy, what are you busy doing, right? So I want you to take, maybe reflect on the last couple of days, or maybe think about your last week, or decide you're going to keep track of yourself for a week. What are you actually spending your time doing? Because this is key. When we're saying that we're busy, maybe we need to check, how busy are we? Okay, there are 168 hours in a week. And you're at school, you're 9 to 3 in type hours, right? I know you're not. That's not the time that you're at school, but 9 to 3 hours that you're in class or you're whatever, right? You definitely can't get out of, right? That's 36 hours out of 168. Okay, it's not even a third of those hours. So what are we doing with the rest of those hours? What makes you think that you are so busy? What are the activities you're actually doing? And I can tell you straight away, if you know that you scroll social media, if you know that you binge stuff on Netflix every night, right? If you go home and sit down on the couch and turn on the TV, then you're not busy, okay? You might be drained, but that's different to being busy. Okay, you're drained because your class has been hard, you have difficult students, you've had a fight with someone, or maybe you're trying to navigate the fact that you were passionate about being a teacher, but then once you've moved into teaching, you found that you're doing a whole bunch of things that don't actually line up with that passion. You're doing a bunch of stuff that you don't want to be doing, but you do want to be doing the teaching. You do want to be in the classroom. You want to be doing all that magical stuff, but you don't want to be doing the admin stuff and entering data and analyzing things and, you know, sending out 1,000 emails, organizing excursions, right? You want to come up with the idea of the excursion and give that off and then go on the excursion with the students, right? That's the kind of stuff you want to do. So I want you to check yourself. What are you busy doing, right? And I will, you should be doing at least 36 hours, probably a bit more. That's because it should be 7 to 8 hours a week, right, of sleep, okay? So you should be able to allocate, 40 or so hours to sleep, but then you've got pretty much a whole other day, right, where you could be doing other things that make you feel more effective, that give you downtime, all that kind of stuff. So check yourself in terms of your busyness. Okay, the other thing is that I'd think about, what am I busy doing and should I stop doing some of those things because they're actually not effective? Maybe instead of getting home, sitting down and binging some stuff on Netflix, maybe I'm actually going to come home and I'm going to walk my dog, right? That's effective use. It's good for your health. It's good for your dog. It'll help reset your brain. You'll actually come back from your walk less exhausted than you did when you came back from work, even though you've gone and done some exercise, right? Or you can just go to the gym, do a workout before you come home. Right, set up that kind of a process, set up a good habit there that's good for your health. Again, refreshes your body, refreshes your brain before you come home, and then you can be more focused. You can then hang out with your kid, play a board game with your kids, rather than sitting there scrolling social media on your phone on the couch or something like that. Or maybe you're going to decide, all right, we're going to cook dinner together. Me and my daughter might cook dinner together. Right, start to think of things that are effective uses of your time rather than busy uses of your time. And that's really important. It's so important for us to distinguish between busyness and effectiveness, okay? Because so much of what we do is not effective, right? We spend so many hours checking emails, looking for resources, prettying up our classroom, prettying up the resources as well, okay? Maybe you want to sell them on Teachers Pay Teachers or something, I don't know. But effective use is really, as a teacher, the things that are effective are your lesson planning, your lesson learning designs, your relationships with your students and probably with your colleagues a bit as well, your quality of feedback that you're giving, not the amount of feedback. Okay, this is the thing. Effectiveness and quality really go together. If you're going to give effective feedback, it should be a small amount of feedback that helps the students improve their learning, not a lot of feedback that the kids then ignore, right? You want to focus on the things that matter, okay? And we're going to chuck out things like, the thousands of meetings, right? I still have this vivid memory of chatting to a teacher who was like, who had a meeting. It was scheduled to go for 2 hours or something. The whole meeting was done. Like, the agenda for the meeting was done in 20 minutes, half an hour. And they were forced to stay there for another hour because the time had been allocated. And the person running it just was like, does anyone have any questions? Start chatting about other stuff. And you're like, dude, this is not effectiveness. That is waste of time. That's busy. I'm busy with all these meetings. Well, you probably waste a lot of your time in those meetings, okay? And that's certainly, if you're a deputy or a principal and you're the one organizing all these meetings, please find a way to do what you do in a meeting in a way that is effective for your teachers, okay? Give them some time back. Give them effectiveness back. It's like the biggest drainer for teachers, I think, is, you know, all the meetings, you know, staff meetings, you know, faculty meetings, I've got parent teacher meetings, I've got discipline meetings, I've got meetings over here for an IEP. And some of those are fine, some of those are really important and effective, but others can be just as easily done by someone commenting on a template or a scaffold that then goes back to the person who actually organizes and implements things, or, you know, teachers reading announcements. Why do we have a meeting for announcements? It's just silly. Send an email. So much. Anyway, we need to focus on doing the things that are important and effective. So what is important should not be subject, right? So made less to things that are less important. I should not take something that is not important for teaching, like 1,000 meetings, okay, or not important for teaching, like decorating my classroom with a million things that are going to distract my kids from their actual learning, right? We want to make sure that the things that are important, the programming, the getting, creating our lessons, running our lessons, you know, developing those relations with our students that help us to actually teach them and to teach them well, right? All that kind of stuff. That should not be subject to things that are less important. I shouldn't spend my time checking emails, right? Or scrolling through social media or something when I could be doing something more effective with that time. And so this busyness, right? I want to really encourage you, take that busyness tag that you've got on yourself that you're proud of, take it and chuck it out and get an effectiveness tag and stick it in its place, because we are on a mission, or I am on a mission, and I want you to join me to be an effective teacher and not a busy teacher. A teacher that when people look at you like, how do you get all this stuff done? Well, actually, you're getting it done because you're not doing all the other stuff. Okay, you're not doing the busy things. You're doing the effective things. And that actually, people see that when they're on the outside, they suddenly go, how do you manage to get, you know, all these great quality things done and this done and that done? It's because you're effective. Right, they spend half their time, whatever, scrolling social media, binging Netflix, or they're, you know, hanging out at lunchtime, like they've got a period off and they spend the whole time chatting about whatever type of coffee that the other teachers like to eat, drink. And then there's times for those conversations if you want, but, you know, you could use your time to be effective, and then suddenly you're like, well, you're like a leading person at the school because you are the one who keeps creating, you know, quality program after quality program. You're coming up with fantastic lessons all the time for your students. You give great feedback. Your students are learning. They're engaged in your lessons because you've come up with great lessons, because you've actually focused on doing that rather than focusing on, oh, I've got to reply to this email, right? There's so much more to life than being busy. We need to be effective. It's going to free you up to do so much more, to become even more effective, because you're going to cut out all this busyness and focus on the things that are actually effective and impactful and leading you towards the things that matter most in your life. Okay, this is what we need: a shift away from busy, become effective. That's the goal. Anyway, I hope that's helped you. I want to hear from you. I do want to chat. I'd love to chat to you about busyness and effectiveness and how I can help you further. But for now, that's it for me. I will chat to you again soon. There'll be another episode out in a couple of days.